Bloomberg Brief. News, market data, and expert commentary from the world's most trusted economists and analysts.
And good morning. I'm John Tucker. Now 6:21 on Wall Street. Snowing in New York. James Crombie of Bloomberg Brief takes us someplace sunny and warm this morning. I should point out he's from the Latin American of Bloomberg Brief. We posed the question before, Jim, the best performing world currency since the U.S. election.
Yes.
Answer that for us.
Surprising. Despite all the talk of bad hombres and the war, it is indeed the Mexican peso. It's great again, with a rally of 5.5% since the inauguration.
That's really significant. Also, the central bank there, we're expecting action from the Central Bank of Mexico.
That's right. They need to raise rates. And in this case, you can't blame the new President Trump for that, because there's inflation coming pretty fast above the central bank target. Part of that is due to an increase in fuel prices, which the government imposed to reduce fiscal subsidies, which long term is good, but short term it's given them a bit of an inflation headache.
Okay, so they have inflation, and what's the economic growth looking like?
Not good, actually. I mean,
so it's not inflation based on economic growth.
No,
that's a bad combination.
No, it's inflation, you know, partly from the fuel increase, but also coming from the very weak peso. I mean, the peso has rallied a lot since the inauguration, but it's also it dropped 10% on the actual result of the U.S. election.
Okay, so raising rates, I would imagine that's going to increase, strengthen the peso that much more, right?
It should do, but you know, if you look at what is coming from Washington, I mean, it's been a lot of words so far. When you start to see actions on the wall, and you know, you start to see the reduction in FDI coming from, you know, mainly autos, just at this stage, you know, it doesn't look good for the peso. I mean, this seems to be you know, a temporary rally, and the people we're talking to think that it could easily go to 25 to the dollar from around 20.5 today.
So after today, it looks like maybe it's hit its peak.
Possibly. You know, it could even get stronger. I mean, people are buying on hope, I think, at this point. But the fundamentals for the peso, you know, longer term, if you look at the economy and if you look at what's coming from U.S. trade policy, potentially, it doesn't look good.
Okay, so the long-term fundamental outlook for Mexico at this point, what it all means for investors, FX and beyond.
Well, you've got, you know, the economy not doing very well. You've got a weak president. You've got a populist candidate waiting in the wings, who's strengthened by the fact that the U.S. president has been, you know, quite strong on Mexico. So, you know, that and, you know, the weakest outlook for growth since 2013. I mean, you know, there are some long-term investors dipping in and seeing value in certain things, but they're being quite selective and they are taking a longer view. It looks like it's going to be a very bumpy ride.
Yeah, I mean, that's a theme we see throughout the world, in the investment world. You have to be selective these times. A populist president, it's spreading.
That's right. Yes, AMLO, he was the scourge of investors a few years ago. He's coming back. He's getting quite strong. He's known by his initials, AMLO. You know, if he wins, then there could be a very sort of leftist counter to Trump just south of the border.
Jim, thanks a lot. James Crombie from Bloomberg Brief. You can read his analysis, other news, and market data expert commentary from the world's most trusted economist and analyst in the Bloomberg Brief digital newsletter. Sign up now. Use the function Brief Go on the Bloomberg terminal.